No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We're here today with Max P.
Squad,
what the fuck
squad,
is up, bro?
Squad, I'm ganged out, nigga, on some hood-rich shit.
I just recently got put on to your whole wave, your whole movement by my man Xavier Wolf, so I got to thank him first things first for turning me on. Yeah. So let's get started. Let's go all the way back, man. Fucking, where are you from? Where were you born? What hospital were you born in, bro?
First Presbyterian Hollywood.
Okay.
That's in here, Los Angeles. I'm from L.A. originally. Niggas think I'm from Florida. I'm not.
Right.
And, I grew up in the Watts area, over here on 752nd and Main Street in downtown by the Huntington Hotel. And then I grew up a little bit in Mid-City too, like for like a little bit of my childhood, fucking, I say from 10 to 13.
Okay.
Fucking, yeah, from there I just been everywhere in the city just kind of on my own.
So what were your parents like? Like how they raised you?
I ain't never really had like too much of a solid, like, I don't have a mom and dad, you feel me, but I have a father figure and a mother figure that my grandparents, they raised me.
So
my father's been locked up since I was like 8 years old.
Really? Do you know why?
Yeah, but I don't like to speak about it because you know how police and shit be like.
Right. But he's been locked up for that fucking long?
Yes. Yeah, they got an article on him. I think Elevator dropped some shit on him. It's like some little Lincoln shit linked to his case. It's like from Murder One.
Really?
Yeah.
And so what about your mom? Where was she at?
My mom is in jail. She got alcoholic problems. I've never seen my mom before.
You never seen her?
Never.
So since you were born?
Nah, since I was born, bro.
Holy shit. And so from day one, was this just like your grandparents were in charge?
Yeah, but it didn't faze me. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I've always, bro, like, I see it like this. Like, it's who do the most for you in life that's going to be your father, your mother. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
right.
You feel me? I love them at the end of the day, but it's not going to break me as a person. You feel me? Because I'm like, bro, I still got people out there that care for me.
Yeah, yeah. So what were your grandparents like being raised? Like, what are your earliest memories of your upbringing?
My grandpa's an OG. He's so fucking funny. Like, he says, my nigga for everything.
What, just at the end of every sentence?
Old. Yes. Like, he was driving, and he's like, this shit right here, my nigga. Like, this shit. Like, bro, he be saying that shit all the time, bro. Like, Cat Williams, bro.
Oh, yeah. He's always, like, a real, like, animated personality.
Yeah, they call him Sly Prince.
Sly Prince?
Yeah, that's my grandpa, Sly Prince.
Okay, what about the grandma? How's she?
She's OG, bro. She be smoking loud. She used to actually get me lean, bro, when she was working for Kaiser.
She's 60 and she smokes weed.
Yeah, she smoke weed.
How does she take it in? Joints, blunts?
We all smoke weed together.
Your
whole family, bro. Grandpa, grandma, we all smoke weed. Everybody cool. We like, weed ain't shit. Like, I done been through so much in my life, bro. Like, seeing people go down to fucking dope and crack and all that shit, heroin, like, weed is just nothing, bro. Please smoke weed.
Yeah,
like,
so your grandma hits the backwood. That doesn't bother her throat or anything. She's with the shits.
She's with the shit. She used to smoke cigarettes, so she with the shits.
So she stopped smoking cigarettes,
yeah,
though? Well, that's good. That's very, you don't smoke cigarettes, do you? Good.
Hell no.
That's good. That's modern. That's like nowadays people know better. You don't smoke cigarettes. You only smoke blunts.
Yeah.
Even though people be telling me that backwoods are pretty bad for you too, but hey, what can we do? Yo, so you're telling me that I could come to fucking Watts and smoke a blunt with you and your grandparents?
Well, right now we're not living in Watts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where are you staying now?
Right now, they staying in East Hollywood and shit.
Oh, okay.
Like, over by Echo Park.
So, do you have much of an upbringing here, or does, like, your adulthood
so
really
much
start to unroll
right
to
here
Florida?
On Main Street. This is where everything, this is what Max B is. Max B is a D-Town gangster, like, the whole fucking downtown scene. I know all about this shit. Like, right here when I came up, I pulled up, I'm like, bro, I'm about to skid row all this shit. I called you. I'm like, bro, you got me where all the crackheads at. This ain't no jumper. Shit.
That's so funny because I'm so used to interviewing people like, yes, Jules, who's, like, comes here for the first time and just cannot believe how fucking crazy downtown is. But so you were seeing all this wild ass downtown LA shit your whole
life. But it's not wild to me because I grew up over here. Like, I was just like, it's fucking Skid Row. I'm like, damn, bro, but where the fuck is no jumper? I just see buildings and crackheads. I'm like, bro, this is OD right now.
Yeah, because it's like nobody lives around here. Like, well, I guess some people do. If you're a junkie or some shit, but ain't no families living around here, I don't feel like.
There's people screaming and shit, looking at my sister.
Yeah. Shit, man, hey, shout out to your sister and your girl
right
here.
There.
Yeah. Hi.
It's Poom Poom.
Okay.
Shout out my Poom Poom. She won't leave me.
Okay. So at what age did you move to Florida?
Moved to Florida. You said what?
What age did you move to Florida when you moved out
last
of L.A.?
Year.
Oh, last year.
I was a dub.
Okay. Why'd you move out of
to
out
fucking
LA?
Go to Rolling Loud and tee up. And it ended up being one of the moments where you go and have fun in a different state. And you'd be like, I don't want to leave this state, so let's fucking move here with your friends and shit.
Really? You were that taken aback by Miami?
Yeah, man. I was off Zans at the time, being weird, thinking shit was going to work out over here. You know, but it didn't really necessarily formed that way. I kind of did everything on my own at the end of the day, you feel me?
Okay.
But like going over there and shit was just some little random thing I did because me and my friends was really bonding at the time. And we felt like that might shape us into being more serious towards music because we around each other all the time.
Right, yeah. So you tried to move out there for a while. That's very interesting. So all right, so I guess we got to rewind. When did you first get started with the music stuff? Or what's the first music that you remember loving?
A year and a half ago.
Oh, that recently?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I used to just engineer. I engineered Surf for Wi-Fi and shit.
Okay.
And like, I just used to engineer all Wi-Fi's vocals, Wi-Fi and like Solomon the God. And
how'd you fall into that role?
Like, we just, bruh. Niggas just knew I had the sauce for that shit. I was so good. Like, for the underground niggas, like, everybody should hit me up because I do it for free.
Right.
You feel me? I just showed hella love to niggas because I wanted to learn and right. make my shit the best and sound the most crisp.
But how did you even start to get known by these guys on the internet?
Oh, fucking.
Getting a presence on the internet. That's what we need to know about. Like, to have people from Florida reaching out.
Honestly, I just dropped music.
Right.
Just dropped the dopest shit. Uh-huh. And just... Bro, honestly, nobody really know me like that, bro. I just dropped the dopest shit, man, and people just look at it and be like, who the fuck is this guy? Shit's crazy, and just, right. they have to love it. Like,
but did you have stuff on your SoundCloud before the most recent stuff that's on there now? Because Rough
couple
Riders
things.
Is the
I had
most
a couple
recent
things.
Thing.
I had a couple things. I had one tape called GameCube, that's it.
Okay.
It was like two other songs.
GameCube?
Yeah.
Was it not as gangster as your
it
more
is.
Recent
it's
stuff?
Still the same.
Oh, okay.
I've been rapping the same since I started.
Where does your style come from? That's what we need
My
to really
father.
Know.
Like, I didn't been through a lot, you feel me? Like, uh-huh. when he was not incarcerated, like when he was raising me and shit.
Right.
In downtown at the Huntington and all that shit. So all that shit come from that, you feel me? Just my whole lifestyle, like seeing how my father raised me.
Right.
You feel me? Being what? On Grape Street and all that shit. That
yeah, tell
too.
Me about Grape Street.
That's a gang, nigga. We ganged out east side.
So you're born into this or what?
Kinda. My father, he's a Grape Street loc, you feel me? OG'd right. out. You feel me? I used to be down there and shit with my cousins all the time and my Uncle Nino and shit. And basically, I mean, I feel like right now in the industry, there's a lot of fucking fake going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, internet banging, like, niggas just saying bullying. You got white kids in school just saying bullying. Don't even know what the fuck that shit means.
Coolest podcast in the world.
That's the coolest podcast. You
right, there you
up.
Go. Right back to it.
Nah, but yeah. you got motherfuckers doing like that, but don't even know what it really mean and what it stands for. And yeah. I really didn't see what it stood for, you feel me? So I just feel like I need to put that out there. That's what gang really is for. It's not really to promote gang violence. It's to weed out all the fake ass shit.
Right.
You feel me? And I feel like it's networking far as putting it all together. Instead of having one gang under and one gang, like, higher, my nigga, have everybody on top, nigga. We all finna be in the food chain, like, ganged out on some, like, nigga, we eating for money, nigga, not eating in the streets at each other, you feel me? Like, niggas over here really eating at each other, busting niggas every day, you feel me, over colors and shit. And, you know, just what they done did to family members and all this shit when niggas could really be on some rap shit, my nigga, you feel me?
Right.
Out here busting down, like, niggas in raps, you feel me, on some check shit.
But so what was your first exposure to, like, the gang lifestyle? Like, when did you first start seeing it from a young age?
The first thing I witnessed on fucking Main Street, it's actually Main Street right here, my pops got a whole clip emptied on him.
Really?
Yeah, he got shot eight times. And it was fucking crazy. I was actually getting my hair cut at a little barbershop that used to be open. And some crackhead runs inside, come get me and my grandpa, like, yo, Slim got shot. That's my pops. He's tatted on me right here.
Right. Oh,
it's like,
go.
Yo, Slim got shot. And we go over towards the hotel and shit by Main Street. And I'm looking, my pops just laid out, like, you feel me? And then that's the first thing I knew. I was like, yo, my pops is in some shit. He's just not a normal ass nigga. Because my pops, even though, like, he be so out in the open with that shit, doing it in front of us, he would still say stupid shit. Like when he go to jail, he'd be like, I'm going to the dad place. You feel me? Even though I know it's fucking jail. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, like, but did you know? You knew that he was bullshitting with you when he
yeah,
was going to...
Yeah, he knew that he was, like, bro, but it's just, I don't know, my family, they low-key spiritual and shit, too. I'm not as spiritual as them. They real Christian, so they feel like you got to be, like... Whatever you do to children, like, it could give you bad luck, you feel me, if you're doing bad on children and shit. So they just be, like, on some shit, just trying to make sure that their kids don't be in no negativity or no devilish shit. So they just kind of hide it. Even
so your grandparents
like,
were the ones trying to, like, keep you away from the influence
all that
of your
shit.
Dad
they try to keep
on?
Me away from all that. And they still, to this very day, like, they're still, like, they support everything I do, but at the same time, they still trying to keep me, like, on some, like, Christian shit, like, keep God in your life.
Right.
God first.
But you don't seem like you're a religious person based on the way you're talking about it.
I'm not religious, but I just, like, I believe in if there's a world, there's a way. Like, you feel me?
But you don't believe in a higher power?
Nah.
Why is that? What happened that made you not believe?
It's not that. I don't believe in a higher power. I just believe, like, I am the higher power, nigga. Like, it's what you do every day. If there's a world, there's a way.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's, like, what you can make happen. I feel like the Bible is all that shit, my nigga.
So you feel like a person who's really, like, have you always felt like that from a young age? Like, you were capable of carving
out
your own life?
Yeah, because I feel like religion is something you born into. It's, like, gangs and shit, like... Like, and it's
it
not supposed
exactly
to be
like
that.
Gang, yeah.
And if people want religion to be all like, you know, what's the word? Like a fucking monument and shit, and like mean something to you and shit, nigga, like motherfucking let people find it on their own instead of like sitting here being like, you Christian, because you... Your mom Christian, you feel me? That's fucking stupid.
Every religion relies on that. They try to make sure that nobody leaves because they know that, you know, if it's too easy to leave, then everybody's going to leave. So they set up all these obstacles so you can't get out, you know. If you grew up in a fucking Muslim country, they might kill you for trying to get out. In America, they might just, if you're an American Christian, they might just never talk to you again, you know?
I don't know nothing about none of that shit. I don't even, honestly, like, I don't really fuck with that shit, to be real. Yeah. Like, I really be like, honestly, bro, I only fuck with music, bro. Music is just my religion right there.
Okay, but let's go all the way back. What was the music that fucking made you, the first rap music that you ever remember liking?
Shit, my dad used to play Screw Click and like Lil Flip.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, shit like that. You feel me?
So your dad had fucking
Lil Scrappy.
Oh, really? So he had like underground, like down south.
Yeah,
because
my family, they from the south and shit. I was the first nigga born in L.A.
Oh, okay. So where are they from?
They from Florida, like Miami, okay. Tallahassee.
Right.
You feel me? Key West.
Right.
Different parts. It depends who you talking about. My family. I got a big ass family.
Right. But then so. Your dad was into all that kind of stuff. Like, what was the first stuff that really resonated with you in particular, though, that made...
Honestly, what shaped me, my nigga, is just being myself, going crazy, rapping how you want to rap. I feel like motherfuckers nowadays, what they don't do is they be... You want to hit this?
No, I'm straight, thanks.
What they don't want to do is rap like themselves. They be listening to motherfucking... For instance, they'll be listening to Travis Scott, right?
Right.
Travis Scott's a great artist, but... You'll be so in tune, like, saying this is great music to the point you'll be like, that's the right way to make music, my nigga, instead of sitting here trying to make your own music, you feel me?
Right.
Like, rapping how you want. Like, nigga, like, literally on the inside, like, I just be wanting to scream all the time, bro, be turned up, you feel me?
So that's how you feel, like, the way that... Do you feel like your music is, like, a real representation of how... Because you're a pretty low-key person in real life, it feels like, but is that a different side of you that you show with the
music? I'm not low-key. It's just, like, it's certain things about me, bro. I feel like... It is a time and place for everything, my nigga. And a lot of people out here is with the extras,
right?
Because they trying to make themselves look like something they not.
Right.
And I'm not that.
Yeah.
Nigga, you could just read off me, bro. And like, once you start to get to know me, you'll be like, yo, that nigga cool as fuck. He done been through some shit. That nigga not no bitch. Like, you just start to realize, you feel me? Like, you don't have to sit here and, like, I don't have to be aggressive and be like, dang, like, all the time, nigga. Like, nah, bro. Like,
but that part of you comes out in the music.
Yeah, because, nigga, that's what I'm trying to do. Like, at the end of the day, I want to, like, market that, you feel me? Because that's who I am, and that's the type of music I like to make, you feel me?
Right.
It's just music, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, my nigga, like I'm saying, like, I'm not finna sit here and, you know what I'm saying, make some shit, like, that I listen to. Like, I don't do that. Like,
you do have a very, like, a calm confidence about you, though. That to me is, like, you fucking are... kind of showing like the other side of your personality, like the real like aggressive like superhuman version of yourself. Like
it's just struggle and pain and emotion. Like I feel like I've always handled myself really well. Like when I go through some shit, I don't bitch out and start crying or like nothing crazy. I always know what to do. I got a backup plan on the backup plan on the backup plan.
Right.
So that's why like when my music comes out, it's just like all my pain and hurt and like what I really want to like get out, but I can't get it out because it's not the time and place.
Right.
You feel me? Like I said, there's a time and place for everything.
Right. So who's shown you love in the music industry, like in the beginning? Like who's looking out for you from day
Danny
one?
Wolf.
Yeah.
That's my motherfucking mentor.
Okay.
I love that nigga to death.
And so how'd you guys get in communication?
First he uploaded Regardless on Mixtape Kitchen 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was Teed, man. Like he showed me hella love. We were texting from there, like he was telling me how like he could like manage me and shit, but at the time I had no money, you feel me? So I really take it serious. And when I got out to Florida, I started taking shit more serious. I got myself together, started getting more organized, built a brand.
He's the one who got you the invite to Rolling Loud in the first place?
Nah, that was Tariq. Shout out to Dope Entertainment. I fuck with Tariq and shit from Miami.
Right.
You know, being around doing shows and like him seeing me and shit in Orlando. I done shit with Wi-Fi as artists. he didn't show me love and shit for that too.
Right.
Yeah. Like we all good, bro. We a family and shit.
Yeah. So who were you getting beats off in the beginning though? You were
Adam on the Track is my motherfucking main producer. Shouts out him. But where I was getting beats from day one is Jay Splash. He's my like other producer, but he ain't been producing for me lately.
Okay.
We working still.
How what kind of beats do you find yourself attracted to?
Heavy bass and like I like just like real happy sounding melodies and like real piano, like dramatic shit. Dramatic right. melodies and heavy bass.
And that way when you do your thing and get super aggressive on it, it fucking the counteraction or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a word, counteraction.
I like what I like to do for my like rapping shit is more of like I like to stuff a whole bunch of shit into one kick. Like, you know how niggas say one word, like, in one kick because that's how the beat's supposed to ride? I like to, like, basically go off beat but still be on beat.
Okay.
You feel me?
So do you write your shit?
Everything I do by myself, I write. But I don't really take that long. I'm going to be real.
Right. So you just sort
of... So it's like freestyle writing.
It's freestyle writing. All right. So yeah. You kind of have, like, the structure to work from there. Who else have you worked with in the game, though? Who else have you done songs with?
Right now, I'm doing shit with Chris Travis.
Oh, okay.
I'm working with Eddie Baker. That's coming out soon. Fucking, I got shit coming out with DJ Carnage. I did songs with DJ Carnage already done. That's so, my big bro.
I need to know how you got in contact with all these people, though. How'd you get wrapped up in the Sesh All Waterboys world?
Well, I went viral on the internet for gang. Y'all yeah. niggas already know. There was a Vine and shit that I had actually made. It was a little funny thing. It wasn't a Vine originally. It was on Twitter, and then Vine had picked it up, like all these crazy shit, world star hip hop.
Which
fans,
Vine was
all
it?
All shit. My shit. It was like some shit that I had made with Murder Toys, Matt.
Okay.
And it's like some it's like some shit like from Beyond Scared Straight with the bitch, like the girl. She standing in front of the people talking about gang, 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 gang. You feel me?
So so just put that all together.
Yeah, put it together.
So tell me about this experience of going viral, like when this first happened to you, because it was probably a pretty shocking experience, right?
Yeah, it's a blessing, man. I'm just humble for it, and I don't know how it happened, but however it happened, bro, I'm just blessing. I hope it don't go away, cause I'm about to fucking kill.
Had you put the video out when it went viral though, or was it just the audio that went out at first?
It was the video.
Oh, okay.
I directed the video. We co-directed it with Corbin. That's Level 11 Studio. Shout out to TVC Films. That's in Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah, they shot the shit.
You really feel like people think you really took the gang like ad lib or just saying gang to a whole nother level. Like there's rappers.
That's how I be like. Honestly, to be real with you, like niggas gonna say that, but at the end of the day, my nigga, like gang, bro. That's how I've been. Like I've been saying gang like randomly. Like everybody end up saying like you know how randomly you'll meet somebody some one day and y'all be like kind of like.
Yeah.
And you just be like, oh, nigga, you just like me. That's just how I see music. Like, nigga, there's niggas out there that think like you, bro.
Who
there's times where I have a song that I haven't released, and it'll be names and shit, and it'll be, like, a specific subject rapping about some shit, and a nigga will drop a song just like that before I get to drop it. I'll be like, damn, bro, this nigga copied me. But when I really do my research, I'm like, he didn't copy me. This nigga just
thinks
like me. It's
just a bunch of different people on the same wavelength. That's interesting. I never really thought about like that. But a lot of people accuse each other of biting or whatever, and I think a lot of times it might really be an accident, though. Like, you know, just people having similar ideas. I found four different songs that all have the word clientele as the chorus.
Shit. I guess shit. Clientele, bro. That's just an average ass word. That shit like means something.
But I found like a Maxo song, an Eddie Baker song, a 21 Savage song, and a Young Scooter song that all have just the word clientele over and over in the chorus, and it sounds almost like exactly the same.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah. Like niggas just think alike, and niggas aren't beefing over that shit. That's what I'm saying. Like niggas can't say gang.
It's a good word. There's like a lot of things you could rhyme it with.
Gang banging, nigga. That's a word, nigga. Like I just said, gang. Like,
yeah. When did you become a Crip? Tell me about this. How this work?
Well, I just started recently, like at 12th grade. Like I started taking it more serious, cause like at the time, like I don't want to be like my dad, cause I didn't want to go to jail or nothing.
Right.
But my dad called me and shit, and he told me, you know, salute my nigga, put on my nigga. You feel me? There's great things that's happened through that nation. You feel me? That's helped put me on and put me on my feet and made me the man who I am today. So represent that shit. They gonna show you love.
So your dad wasn't happy about you not claiming. At a certain point.
No, I wasn't that. He was just like telling me like, don't be scared, my nigga. Like shit, bruh. Nigga, don't be scared, bruh. They're gonna show you love, basically. You feel me? That's your family, my nigga. And hold on, give me 1 second.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And basically, they've been showing me love. Like, shout out to 03 Greedo, you feel me, from Great Street Watts. Big homie and shit. Really right. looking out there, you feel me? You know, I'm not really valid right now. I'm not in the streets, so I ain't gonna lie. But right now, what I'm doing is putting on for Great Street, because that's my family, my nigga. And I'm gonna say what it is, because I'm solid, nigga.
Right.
I ain't out here trying to claim, nigga, like, I let it know be what it is, you feel me?
Right. So you feel like an advocate for the neighborhood or for the area?
Hell yeah, nigga. I'm like about to be Snoop Dogg, nigga. I'm uncle of my town. Call me Snoop Dogg.
That's what's up. So all these dudes, they know you from your dad, and so they all show you love. You feel like you're kind of like the poster boy for the fucking neighborhood nowadays? Who else is from there?
Bro, there's a lot of people, man, from there, you feel me? Like, I don't know everybody from there. I ain't gonna lie, you feel me? I ain't been valid, like I said.
You're young.
You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, my nigga, bro, I'm putting on for Great Street, my nigga. I'm gonna go fuck, bro. That's my family.
Yeah.
You know how I'm rocking.
Do you end up...
And them niggas show me love, and they tell me I could come down there anytime, you feel me? We be over on 103rd from the down street, you know, Jordans, you feel me?
Okay.
Down Jordans, you already know how we rocking.
Well, what about like the scene in LA though? Is it crazy violent these days, or is it pretty chill with the gang shit and the youth?
I don't be in LA right now.
Okay,
I'm in Florida. You feel me?
But I mean, like, in you know, you only left like a year ago.
I be in Florida. I'll tell you how Florida is. Florida is not crazy how LA is, but it be active here and there. Like, niggas more on some robbing shit, Jack Boy shit out there selling dope, just like plugs and all that. And LA niggas busting niggas and shit. You know, over like problems and shit, like beef. It's more beef out here.
Right.
Beef is serious, you feel me?
In Florida, everybody's just dead broke, so they gotta rob each other?
Nah, it's not that. Niggas don't want beef in Florida. Niggas aren't really beefing like that. Like, it's really on some robbing shit. Niggas everybody got a gun in Florida. It's legal. You get 21, you go in the store and buy a gun. Like,
right.
That's what I'm saying. Florida ain't, it's not like LA.
So
LA is like, you gotta be a real ass nigga. Like,
but so how much of an effect do you think that has on Florida, the whole like, not the fact that it's easy to have a gun? Do you think that that makes everybody more chilled out, or you think it makes everybody,
that makes everybody feel like they turned up on some gangster shit and they not,
right?
You know, just like lame ass niggas with guns,
because
like 30 clips and ARs that just got money for that shit, that think they like a plug now because they got a fucking AR.
Right.
Like, you're not, like, you're not on some shit, and they think they a shooter and they not. Like,
interesting. So in LA, but if in LA you got a machine gun, you're taking a serious risk.
Yeah.
Basically.
That shit is illegal, my nigga. It's a felony.
Yeah, I was sitting here talking with Maxo, and he was saying
22s are a felony out here now.
Maxo was like, you don't understand, in Texas everybody got a gun. I'm like, yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
So
but I ain't gonna say like everybody pussy like,
right,
you got a gun, but it's just like people pussy because like there's niggas out, like I'm saying OD, like I know people that just bought a gun because like, you feel me? They
had 500
yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
So why don't you like Florida though? Is it kind of boring?
Man, Florida, bro, everywhere boring, bro. I feel like, now that I got to a level where I feel like I'm on a career thing, I feel like you a grown-ass man, like, career, bro, is what it means nowadays, you feel me? It's like, that's what's cool now, what type of career you got, that puts you on a level and a pedestal. Like, that makes you the man. Like, nigga, I went to ham on everything last night. It wasn't stupid lit, no disrespect, you feel me? And, like, I feel like if I was stupid, like, rich and stupid, on, nigga, I'd be in a mansion somewhere, having a party there, like, having the people I want there, having shit lit how I want. You feel me? Like, it's not even about that. Like, nowhere is fun for me no more. Like, I feel like, nigga, I am the fun.
So you feel like you are going to have more fun working on your own career and everything?
Yeah, being
at this
by
point,
myself. I'm really by myself. I'm really stating myself first. I don't fuck with, like, nobody.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a fucking gift that you got right now to even have, you know, the fan base that you do, you know, to have the platform that you
Hood
have at this
rich.
Point. Hood Rich. What? Tell me about this.
Hood Rich Entertainment, man. That's my management right now. They pushing me. Shout out to Danny, Rip, everybody out there, Spins, Scream, everybody showing me love. Dirty Costello is my fucking brother, man. That nigga showed me love since day one. And he hosted my tape, Huntington Hotel. That shit did numbers.
Yeah.
I'm fucking proud. And basically, bro, Hood Rich is a DJ, everything. It's like, Hood Rich is like one of the biggest companies out. We run shit in the streets, bro.
Atlanta DJ
Atlanta,
Collective,
bro.
Basically, right?
Exactly.
And so what, they reached out to you because they saw your song?
They have radio, everything, bro. It's not just DJ, bro.
Okay.
Artists, all that, management, all that. We run it.
Right. And so they reached out to you because they love the song. And like, what from like a young rapper's perspective?
I'm really humble for it because like, Danny, he's been putting me on with them since day one. That's really what it was. Like, Danny's just been putting them on in my shit. And now, like, that I'm really organized and doing my own shit, they're showing me a lot more love and helping me out. And it's a blessing, like I said, bro.
So from the perspective of, like, a young rapper, though, guys like this get in touch with you, and what do you feel like they are actually doing to help you move your career along?
Basically, they're basically keeping my head straight and showing me who to fuck with, who not to fuck with, and handling all my personal business so I don't have to go out there and, like, try and learn and struggle right now. All I got to do is focus on the music.
Right.
You feel me? And that's why I fuck with Hood Rich. Like, they're really, like, what's the word? They're hands-on with you.
Right. That's dope. Hey, so tell us about your first sold-out show that you played on Friday.
Last night.
Or on Saturday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crazy, man. The footage about to come out tomorrow.
I seen some tweets. It looked insane.
Bro, it's a blessing, bro. Shout out to Xavier Wolf. Shout out to Kent Travis and Eddie Baker, bro. Everything's just been a blessing, like I said, bro. It's crazy. Like, I can't even talk right now. Like, shit is just crazy, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know how this shit's happened, bro. I don't know how it feels, bro. I just feel, like, blessed, bro. I just be walking around happy, bro. Like, one day, bro, I'm gonna be stupid rich, buku rich.
Is that your big goal? What's your goal always been with this music shit?
To get rich so I can feed my family.
Right. So is it more that than just a form of expression or what?
Yeah, it's a form of expression. It's also a business at the end of the day. People can say it's a form of expression, but at the end of the day, you're doing this because why? It's a business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's like how I do my music. That's my reason, it's form of expression. Yeah, that's how I started. Yeah, but now it's just on some business shit, man. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Right. You feel me? So when did you... So back to the show. Like, was that the first, like, big crazy ass show that you ever played? Like, what, you play shows in Florida? How are those?
Yeah, I play shows in Florida. They show me love. It's great. I never had no real headlining show out there. It's my first headlining show I've ever done.
So tell me about this experience, though, because this is what, like, every kid out there wants, is they want to fucking get a show at Los Globos, right? That's where it was?
No, this was at the Echo.
Oh, right, yeah. But, like, a sold-out show there. Yeah. I mean, that's what every fucking kid watching this wants. Like, tell us about that euphoria feeling that you got.
Bruh, it's a really great feeling, man, but you got to keep your head strong. You can't let that get to you, because at the end of the day, I just want to make something bigger happen. Now I'm like, bro, I want to do like a crazier venue with more people, and you know what I'm saying, make more money off this shit, bro. Y'all got, bro, like, don't sleep on yourselves, bro. Just because you get like this amount of views, bro, and you feel like, you said, bro, I'm never not working, bro. I'm always working. You feel me? Niggas think I'm at home just chilling. Nah, I'm just working, bro. You
right.
Feel me? Trying to perfect this. It gotta be perfect. You feel me? Nothing is basically, nothing's okay when it's almost, my nigga. Uh-huh. It has to be perfect, on point.
So are you a workaholic when it comes to putting music together? You be in the booth all the time?
Yeah, my nigga, because, like, I want to win. Because it's like, when you used to fucking come home, like, if you play sports or whatever, for, like, some little park or whatever, park league, and you came home, and your mom was like, yo, so did you win? You don't say, yo, I almost won. You'll say, I lost, or you fucking won. You know what I'm saying? Almost is not good enough. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to, like, be always feel like I'm all right. You know, nah, nigga, like, I got to keep working. You feel me?
And
until I really win, until I see that winning thing, until I've done everything to the point where I can say I won.
Right, because a lot of rappers don't think about that like that. Like, in reality, the amount of hours that you spend working on your music, I think, is, like, it's really fucking important, you know? Because if you
re-record a lot of songs over and over and over just to make sure they sound right, too.
Okay, because I feel like I can see that attention to detail in something like Gang. Like, it feels like you really... You enunciate the vocals a lot. You feel like it doesn't feel like you just one taked it.
Now, what I do basically is I'll record like that, like the fucking 16 or whatever, all that, like the main part, and I just focus on building the track, more ad libs, and like actually engineering the track. That's what I mean. Like, I really work on it. I'll even re-record like the ad libs over and over, and like record like little pieces of it. Like, I feel like the track. Around the track is what makes it. Like, you could do, like, the basic. That's, like, laying it out, like, laying out the sheet. Once you laid out the sheet, bro, you don't got to keep fucking with it. Because if you keep fucking with it, then that's how you make it, like, it's uncomfortable.
Right.
That's how I see it. Like, my nigga, you go in the bed. You know how, like, niggas, like, you go to your grandma's house. Your old grandma, she wraps the fucking comforter sheet under the fucking mattress, and it's so hard to fucking pull this shit off. You're like, yo, I can't even get in bed. You drink
it,
you
try to get out of bed. That's a metaphor right there for your song.
Nah, it's basically how I see music. It's like you're trying to get in bed and you can't, bro. You feel me? I feel like you need to just lay the sheet out. You feel me? So when I get ready to get in bed, I just throw the shit back and just hop in.
Okay. I thought the metaphor was taking a different turn. I thought you were going to say that you are so meticulous with your songs that it's almost like the way your grandma used to make your bed. I got caught up in my own idea there.
I'm saying that's how y'all niggas need to start making songs, because it's like, when people get too difficult on that, that's when songs don't become hits. I feel like simplicity is the key. That's why everything is working out for
you. You consider yourself a trap rapper?
No.
No?
No.
That's too general a term or what?
I feel like that's not me. Like, I just be doing metal shit. Like, I be, like, screaming. Like,
right.
I don't be, like, bro, like, trapping, like, I make money in so many different ways, so I can't even say I'm trapping. Like, that's why, like, I be saying I be doing this here and there. I be rapping about the shit I'm doing, but I'm not literally trapping. Like, I don't, like, I've never said I'm a trapper. Like, no, nigga, like, no, I don't be trapping. Like, I be doing everything. I do everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When did you get addicted to smoking weed?
I've been smoking weed since I was 16. The first thing I smoked was Spice, though, actually, by accident.
What happened?
I was out here, one of my white homies fooled me, and I thought it was weed. And then
he fooled you, like, trying to be funny, or, like?
Nah, told me it was weed, you know, trying to be cool and shit. You know how you is when you're young, niggas try to flex. And then basically I did that shit, bro, and I thought I could smoke a lot of weed. And then the first time I tried weed, I, like, was tripping, bro. I was like, this is different.
So the Spice didn't fuck you up? Because isn't that what all these crazy people are doing?
It depends on who you are, you know what I'm saying? Now, these motherfuckers out here doing crack. I don't know.
I heard that they do the synthetic marijuana big time, though, and that's why it smells like weed when you ride around down here. But in reality, it's like $5 for an ounce. So, like, obviously, like, they can't really afford weed around there, I don't think. So they smoke the synthetic shit, and it just makes them go crazy. It's like bath salts, kind of.
Man, I don't know what the fuck the nigga's doing. I just like weed. I don't do any drugs. I don't do Zans, none of that shit. I just smoke weed and drink champagne. I don't even drink alcohol. Like,
but you
like
used
champagne.
To. You used to do Zans. What changed? You were a little drug dealer back in the day?
I didn't do Zans like crazy. I fuck with drugs and shit. The only thing I did crazy a lot was lean. I've been leaning before I smoked weed.
Really?
That's honestly.
From your grandma?
Not necessarily from my grandma, but when I got older, like, yeah, she hooked me up because she seen me. Like, she caught me one time on the home computer. I had made, like, some little how to pour lean up video, and she had seen it.
You made a video on what, YouTube?
No, on my, like, little Mac, like, computer, you know, like, the little photo booth shit.
Right. Hey, so were you, like, an internet kid, like, making crazy-ass videos and shit like
this?
Never.
I was just bored at home, fucked up, and I was just on there, like, yo, how to make lean, do-do-do.
You think your grandma knew how dangerous lean was at the time, that she started just gifting it to you?
Nah.
Your grandma activist drinker?
They don't know.
What brand was she on?
They don't know. They feel like if I'm going to steal it, might as well just give it to them.
Right. Interesting. So weed, though, like you said, so how'd you decide that you wanted to stop fucking with pills and all this other stuff?
It's for depressed kids. I feel like that's for kids who are lost and haven't found themselves. You feel me? Like, Zans, nigga, Zans is for depressed kids, bro. Like, Zans is for niggas, like, who be trying to escape life and shit. Like, just because you sad, or, like, you just stressed out, or, like, you just want to feel a certain type of way. Even if you're not stressed out, you're trying to feel on another level that you're not on yet. Like, you escaping life, nigga, work to that level, nigga. Just deal with reality. That's why I smoke weed. Like, it really keep me so level-headed to the point, like, nigga, like, I just know where I'm at all times. That's why I feel like I'm going to be so successful quick, nigga, like, because I just know where I'm at all times.
Right, yeah. It's like a lot of kids aren't scared of the Xanax thing. They don't think it's a big deal. It's actually one of the worst things.
Xans nowadays, bro, there's all types of shit out, like press Xans and shit. Like, bro, they're going to have kidney failure and all types of shit, bro. Like, weird shit going on.
Yeah, they are the fake ones. I heard about this, too. Yeah. I don't know if I ever encountered it in real life.
Yeah, but I did some when I went out to Miami, bro, and them shits melt instantly, and they don't hit you, so you're not even getting fucked up. Stop doing them, trying to flex and look cool on your Snapchat. Like, I'm getting fucked. You're not getting fucked up.
Is that a real problem down in Florida, more so than it is here? Or what's everybody doing
It's low-key everywhere, bro. Yeah. I feel like drugs is trying to become, like, I went to him on everything. Nobody had weed, bro. Everybody had cocaine and was doing coke. And I'm like, bro, y'all lame. Like,
last night, that was the experience?
Yeah, and they all were, like, low-key, broke-ass, weird, hipster-dressed kids that look like they came out of some gothic movie, you feel me? Like, I was like, bro, y'all niggas are on some other shit, like, fooling yourselves. Like, wake up into reality, because this ain't even you.
If anybody saw the flyer last night for what Ham on Everything was, though, it was like a really weird, like goth, like some weird ass party that like don't seem like you would be having a good
time.
Those
weren't real goths. I know real goths. Like, I've been around niggas that are real goths. I done been around some real like crazy ass niggas that be cutting themselves, like real rockers. Like, you know, them niggas was like on some just like, I dress like this because I think this is like the wave and shit, and I'm being different. And really, they all being alike because there's only so much different you could be, my nigga. Like,
right.
That's why I be telling niggas, like, how much different you gonna be, like, all them rap niggas. It's only to the point you gonna start looking homosexual, nigga. Like, you gonna wear a dress next, like, you can't look that much different.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you feel about gay people, though? You're homophobic or not?
Fuck, I'm not homophobic.
Just not.
I don't care.
Do you think that's a real issue, though, with dudes dressing weird as fuck just to get attention
I was just saying. I just put that out there.
No, I'm just saying. I think it's crazy, too, because a lot of times, like, you just see these dudes just putting on a show, trying to, like, get some attention. Like, they figure that, like, oh, like, Young Thug dresses weird. He's got weird hair. That's got to be the way. So they just try to turn up.
I mean, but that's him. Like, he really likes to do
that. Yeah, he's got his own thing, you know.
Now, there's niggas that really like to do that. So, like, I'm not even going to say that, but there's niggas that OD, you could do the research and you do research on them niggas and you see, like, that's really not them. They were super gangsters 6 months ago and then they go, like, yo, bro, this shit ain't getting me famous.
Right.
I think I'm going to just get everybody's attention to do some weird homo shit.
Yeah.
So everybody could be like, no, this is crazy. I've never seen. Why would he do that? You feel me? Like, type shit just to get attention. Like, some females, like, I think niggas mentally think like females sometimes, bro.
Yeah. What's the difference between the two, in your opinion?
What you mean?
Like, the way the dudes act, that's like girls, like, they just are too jealous or envious or what?
Nah, it's like, I think it's like a mind thing where it's like, you're low-key homo, you feel me? There's research on that shit, like, I ain't gonna lie, you gotta do your research, bro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you feel me?
I gotta look into it. Hey, you were saying you were real into, like, you consider your style of music to be like metal. Were you listening to metal at all when you were younger, or were you mostly just into rap?
Nah, man, I just call it metal because I feel like that. I be hearing metal artists doing that shit, you feel me? So I got that style, you feel me? So I just say it's metal. That's what I put the tag on it as.
Right.
Yeah.
What's up with the face tattoo? What's that symbol?
It's a pendant. It's a cross pendant.
What's it mean?
It just, bro, it's like a Jesus piece. It keep me safe in the field. Like, I don't want to wear a Jesus piece all the time. So to keep it with me all the time, it's on my face.
Right.
You feel me?
You got any other tattoos?
Yeah, I just got these right here. Like, I'm not like on that shit where niggas be just trying to get random tattoos. Y'all look like my high school binder. Like, where I used to put the Swisher Sweet thing in there, and then I put the motherfucking some random sticker in a beer bottle cap. Like, nigga, you don't even know what the fuck, like, got on you, bro. Like, it means nothing.
Right.
This is my papa. It's my OG Slim. Motherfucking pendant, nigga, keeping me safe.
It is crazy how young ass dudes feel like they gotta get all these tattoos at a young age, right?
I got these, I don't even want no more. I was thinking about getting God is good to me all the time when I fucking get signed and get some money.
Right.
Because I feel like God is good to me all the time. He always is.
Right. What about just like your goals for your career in general? Like, where could you see yourself going, and what are your things you want
to
accomplish?
Nothing but to the top, straight Grammys and all types of shit. Because, like, it's like I'm an entertainer. It's like I'm more than just a rapper. Like, I feel like I'm about to have crazy ass shows, like, and crazy ass. I'm on commercials, everything. I'm be like on how Michael Jackson was an entertainer, like James Brown's an entertainer. Like, you go to his shows, you see some shit.
Right.
Like, you look at, like, I feel like that's why even I do give respect to Bones and Xavier Wolf and all the niggas, because they be doing, like, crazy ass shows. Like, they're great entertainers, bro.
That's just, like, a big part of their whole brand of who they are, is, like, people have seen them travel from, like, a little ass warehouse show in here to, like, you know, Nokia Theater with 2,000 plus people, you know? It's a big thing for people to see that.
They put on a show, like, Wolf, when he was performing next to me last night, I was so tired, and I'm looking at him like, bro, you're, like, Super Saiyan 3000 right now, like.
Yeah, you were saying that you were having a hard time keeping your breath going during the show, huh?
Yeah, bro, like, I gotta start working out some more, bro. I don't be moving much. I just be doing my music shit. I ran out of breath.
Right.
Yeah,
do you
exercise? Asthma. No, I got asthma. I don't exercise. It's all natural strength.
Asthma, huh? Yeah. So has that always fucked you up since a kid? You've been in the hospital for it and shit?
Here and there, you know what I'm saying? But it don't really bother me that much because I just, like, you know what I'm saying? I smoke weed a lot, get all the phlegm out, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Does smoking weed get all the phlegm out? I don't know. It makes you cough and shit, right? I figure the phlegm is from the weed, not like the phlegm was already. Or does like asthma give you phlegm that you then have to get rid of? I feel like I'm getting high just sitting next to you.
Yeah, man. I'm off some wax and shit.
Really?
Yeah, some wax.
So you be doing that too? Wax, fucking dabs, all that shit?
Yeah, man. I love all types of man. Bruh, I opened a bus shop yesterday in Ontario. It's called Chronic Revolution.
Right.
I had Eddie Baker come through and shit. Everybody showed love and shit. All the first time patients, I had some fans come through. I was working above counter. I smoked every fucking strain, took every edible. I was fucked up. I'm still high right now. Like, that's why I can't even look you in the face. Like, I'm high, bro. Like, Cali's been showing me love. Like,
so when you say you opened a weed shop, though, like, what
opening a weed shop, grand open. I was working the counter.
Oh, okay.
Selling bud and breaking buds down, eating everything, smoking everything.
Yeah. There's a line on
bud tender.
Right. Yo, there's a new Xavier song where he says, I get so high I can't even enjoy the day. And I was like, man, that's a real ass lyric. I've been that high many times. Just too high. You can't even.
Bro, Wolf and them be smoking a lot of backwoods and shit, bro. Yeah. I was stupid high, especially when Eddie came. He rolled up like 5-6 woods.
Yeah.
Like, in like 5 minutes, and we just fucked up. Like, I was like, bro, damn, I just took dabs and shit. Like, I was like, fucked. I was drinking Coronas too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I like. I like little beers here and there, and I like champagne. I don't drink alcohol. Like, I don't be off the dark liquors and shit. What I do fuck with though is motherfucking like Hennessy. Hennessy is a cool dark liquor.
I'm a Hennessy drinker. That's a new thing for me. I stopped drinking
and
beer.
Jack Daniels, you feel me?
Jack Daniels, all right. You got to drink Jameson. That's what we drink back in Boston.
Yeah. Jameson is cool. I had some Jameson.
So you like drinking though? You're a big fan of it?
Because I feel not really. Like, I drink to the point where I'm feeling something with my weed, you feel me? Okay. But it ain't like I get drunk to the point I'm like, not myself. Nah, never.
See, I feel like when I meet buzz. Young rap kids like you guys and shit, that usually they don't really like drinking that much.
I mean, I'm grown as fuck, so I like to drink. I like just like testing out different things, you feel me? Because, like, you know what I'm saying? They got like weak stomachs and shit, you feel me, bro? And like weak ass taste, but they can't handle like strong ass man shit, you feel me?
Well, hey, drinking fucking Henny straight out the bottle, though. That's the way to go.
Yeah. But I don't really be doing all the extra. That's how you get too fucked up. I be doing that here and there, man. When I'm in the crib celebrating when some crazy shit then cracked off, I'll do some shit like that. One swing like that. Maybe two. You feel me? But I like to mix up a little bit.
What's the weirdest place that you saw your song featured during the whole viral craze? Like, when it was really popping off everywhere, you see anybody, like, tweet it that blew your mind? Or, like, you see it used in any videos or anything?
Bruh, everybody showed me love. Like, everybody reached out. Maxwell Cream reached out to me. Shouts out to him. Motherfucking Spins. DJ Carnage. Like I said, Chris Travis, Xavier Wolf, Eddie Baker, fucking...
Maxwell's cool, huh?
Yeah, Maxwell's cool. I be chilling with him whenever, like, there's a show and I'm there, too. Like, we always chilling and shit. That's why he's crypt out. That's my nigga. I fuck
with him. So when he hits you up, is he, like, happy that you're, like, representing the same movement that he is? Or is that kind of just irrelevant?
What happened?
Like, when he hit you up and, like, the fact that you're a crip, he's a crip, like, is that something that he was, like, stoked on? Or does he not even give a fuck? Is it not, like, matter like that?
I mean, bro, we show each other love, like I said, bro. I said, C's up, bro. We ain't never in no bucket. You guys fucked up. We about to tee up this year, man. I'm saying, man, it's a nation. Like I said, bro, everybody show each other love, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Blue-hearted soldiers, purple-hearted soldiers.
That's what's up. Hey, so what else we need to know about? What's up with this new mixtape that you got dropping soon?
It's called Lunatic. I actually got the cover. I made it from Elmer Fudd.
Is it out online yet?
Yeah,
I put a cover on Instagram.
Yeah, I made a cover with Deadmon Burns. Shout out to him.
So what are you trying to do different on this tape? Or what's the direction you're going in?
I got a lot of crazy features. I can't tell y'all about them.
Really?
Yeah, but crazy-ass features. And it's going to be like basically the more organized and commercial branded Max P. It's going to be real organized and just perfect. That shit that you take to a label, it's going to be real clean.
Really? So is that the goal? You think that you could be marketed as a major label rapper?
Hell yeah, nigga. I ain't underground, nigga. We hood rich, bitch.
That's the goal. That's good, though, because a lot of rappers, I feel like they resist any sort of, like, professionalism in their music, you know? Like, and you're saying, like, this shit is a little bit more friendly for that audience. I mean, that might help, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of dudes in, like, the underground rap scene, man, they're too, like, cocky or proud to, like, take any kind of advice. That's why I see you with Hoodrich, and I'm like, oh, okay, so, like, he's got smart dudes in his corner. That's interesting.
Yeah, man. Like I said, bro, they know what they doing, bro. They show me hella love, bro. And I just work hard, bro. And they keep me humble, bro. And like I said, everything a blessing. I'm going to just keep moving forward, bro. I'm killing this year. And I'm going to shit on the game.
That's what's up.
Ski, groom, groom, gang, 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 gang.
Hey, last question. What's up with the fucking Flamin' Hot Cheetos? That's your brand of preference? You rolled it through with a couple bags.
If you know Max P personally, like if you know me personally, that's all I eat.
That's all you eat?
That's all I eat. I wake up in the morning and get 8 bags of hot Cheetos.
Really? Yeah. Oh, God, dude.
Hot Cheetos, hot Cheetos, hot Cheetos, hot Cheetos, hot Cheetos.
We got to send you to a doctor or something. That might be doing something to your insides, man.
Since I was a kid.
There's not a lot to those things, you know? It's just kind
of... Hot, boys. Hot Cheetos, homie. That's all hot Cheetos.
Wow. You're going to do a song about hot Cheetos and everybody will know that it's a low-key No Jumper reference? Think about it.
Bro, I'm saying no Max P, bro. Hot Cheetos, bro. Shouts out No Jumper, though. For real.
Hey, shout out Max P, man. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast. Where can they find you on the... I mean, obviously, you search Max P, Twitter, SoundCloud. They can figure it out, but...
Shit. Follow me on Twitter at MaxP4_, SoundCloud, Max P, motherfucking... Instagram Hoodrich Max, and yeah, nigga, that's where you gonna find me at on the social medias. Follow me, tweet me, excuse me, at me, whoop the whoop the whoop the whoop, all that shit. Squad, nigga, you already know I'm rocking, nigga. An uncle, my town, nigga. Squad gang, shit, nigga. Hoodrich, bitch.
Gang, No Jumper, available on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. We out here. We eating hot Cheetos, drinking Arrowhead.
I just flipped the pack.
All right, thank you very much, bro.
Gang! Hey.
That's
fun. Yeah.
I'm so high. This wax is
You gotta take a piss. You gotta close that a little higher.
Bro, you guys don't understand. Waxing flow is like non-existent.
Yeah.
It's like butane.